Practice 3. Talk 1.
Thank you for visiting the City Museum of History today. Before you leave, you may want to pick up a program brochure in the lobby. Of particular interest is our winter film series, which runs for 6 weeks, beginning next Tuesday. The theme is the history of industry in film. The ticket price is just $7 per film, or $35 for the entire series. We hope to see you there.
Talk 2.
Now that we've enjoyed our tour of the mansion grounds, there's just one more thing I'd like to point out. We've admired the Italian marble fountain in the back. And now, if you'll follow me around to the front of the house, I'll show you the marble statue by the main entrance. This beautiful piece of art was commissioned by Mr. John Grover in 1850 and is made entirely of white marble. Okay, if you'd like to wander around the grounds on your own for a few minutes, or just rest here on these benches, our tour buses will be leaving from the main gate at 10:15. So that gives you 20 minutes on your own.
Talk 3. As you know, the country club members voted to build a new snack bar on the other side of the parking lot. Construction has already begun and will be finished by the end of January. You'll be able to buy food and drink there starting February 1st. As always, hot and cold drinks will be available, as well as snacks such as cookies and cakes, chips and pretzels. For anyone with a bigger appetite, lunch and dinner are served 7 days a week in the clubhouse. And of course, the new picnic area by the lake is a great place for lunch if you want to bring your own food. Talk 4.
Shopping at the Green Acres Shopping Mall is very convenient. There is plenty of parking there, of course, and it is also easily accessible by bus. Buses run from the mall to downtown every 15 minutes, starting at 7:30 in the morning. Buses leave for the University District once an hour, starting at 8. The downtown buses leave from the east entrance. The University Line bus stop is located in front of the main entrance.
Talk 5.
I know you're all looking forward to a weekend filled with exciting outdoor activities here at the campground. We're going to start out tomorrow morning with an early hike. Everyone who is interested in participating in this should meet by the picnic tables at 7:30. We'll hike up to the top of Watson Mountain and back. It's not a long trip and should take just about 2 hours. When we return, you may want to spend some time at the pond, as tomorrow's predicted to be quite a warm day. Anyone who wants to take a swim there is welcome to do so, but please remember that fishing is prohibited, as we want to protect our local fish population.